Is the learning in your school competency-based? Is it personalized? Is it happening anytime, anywhere? Is it student-owned? In other words, is the learning student-centered? And are all students learning more deeply, more equitably, and becoming career and college ready? If you have these questions, want to know what the research says about them, and are trying to figure out how to implement these ideas in your classrooms and schools, you've come to the right place. Thank you for listening to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. I'm your host, Arthur Barriff, and I've been a principal and teacher in student-centered schools for over 17 years, and I can't wait to share a story or interview that will help you help your students. Today we continue a series of very special episodes, 15 interviews of student-centered educators brought to us by guest producers. You're about to hear from a podcaster, Karen Biagiotti, who interviews Nicole Rossi of Blackstone Valley Prep Elementary School in Rhode Island about literacy circles and other student-centered strategies in the second grade ELA classroom. Enjoy the interview.
All right. My name is Carrie. I'm currently a student in the Masters of Urban Education program at Providence College. Today I'm here interviewing Nicole Rossi, a second grade teacher at Blackstone Valley Prep Elementary, to learn more about the student-centered strategies she uses while teaching. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. So, can you tell the listeners a little bit more about your teaching background?
Absolutely. I went to Providence College for elementary and special education, and I graduated in 2016. I started teaching first grade special education in New Jersey, and I just moved back to Rhode Island, and I started teaching second grade at Blackstone Valley Prep.
Great. So I'd love to hear more about your school. How is student-centered learning a part of the environment at Blackstone Valley Prep?
So Blackstone Valley Prep breaks down the reading and writing content a little differently than most public schools. It breaks it into two different blocks. Each block is 90 minutes. One block is guided reading. This is a time when two teachers each have a small group of students reading on a similar level, and then the other students are at centers such as word work, writing, library, RAS Kids, and reading comprehension. So word work consists of phonetic practice, parts of speech for the lower kids, tricky words and sight words. For writing, all of the students work with two different prompts and they have to write at least five sentences for each prompt. In library, they're able to choose any book from their book bag, which is on their own level. RAS Kids is an excellent online resource for leveled books, and those also have comprehension and phonetic quizzes at the end to make sure that the students are focused and paying attention to the books. Reading comprehension is the final center. It's on level passages with comprehension questions, and the teachers check that at the end to make sure that the students are focused, understanding, and passing their leveled reading. In the small groups, the students are practicing whatever's on their level. So the lower students are working on tricky words and sounding out big words. The middle students are working on factual comprehension questions and oral fluency. The higher kids are working on making inferences and more complex approaches to the chapter books that we're reading.
Wow, awesome. So are the students allowed to complete work at their own pace?
Yes. At each center, they have a list of things to do, basically, and they, in 25 minutes, they just have to get done as much as they can.
Cool, that's great. So, have you learned any new student-centered learning strategies since starting at BVP?
Yes, so this format is a little new to me. I've always just taught on-level reading. In the small groups and centers at BVP, students are encouraged to help one another. About two times a week, the higher-level kids do discussion days. So this is where the most student-centered learning strategies, it's most prevalent. The students each take a part of the chapter and share out what happened in their part to the others. So they're kind of working together to compile a summary of the chapter, and that allows them to really encourage one another and make the chapter a little bit more clear for those who needed more support.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that helps with comprehension and helping other students to understand what's going on in the story.
Definitely.
So what would you say is one SCL strategy that you use the most, and maybe why is it that you find you're using it the most?
We do literacy circles with the higher level kids, and It's one of my favorite strategies to use. This is when each student takes a different piece of the chapter again and shares out with the group. Literacy circles have different jobs per student. So one student will be the word wizard, which defines a vocabulary word in the chapter and gives examples on how to use it. Another student will be the incredible inferencer, which basically the job it consists of taking an inference the reader has to make within the chapter. Another student will be the artist. They can draw a picture of the scene from the chapter. A connector finds the connection between the book and the outside world. Another student is a predictor, who predicts what will happen, and one is a question master, which asks the team questions that they still might have about the chapter. So this format allows the students to not just listen to the teacher directly teach into these, but it also allows the students to learn how to use the resources to find the answers, and they really just work together again to ensure that the comprehension and understanding of the chapter. We use this the most because each student is able to own one piece and the kids love that they get to share out with the other kids.
That sounds really great. I love the different roles that you assign each person in the group, and then giving the students the opportunity to become the teacher can definitely give them more voice in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So what do you think the benefit of this student-centered learning strategy is?
Exactly what you just said. Becoming the teacher can definitely give them more voice in the classroom, and I also see that leading to more confidence and the comfort level of the kids with the new material. They don't feel as overwhelmed when they only have to worry about one aspect or one part of the chapter, so they're able to focus and dive deeper into the text. I also have found this really helped me see which students need more support and which students were able to really complete their task independently. So I take that time to kind of spend the small group time with the students that need more one-on-one support, mm-hmm. and I allow the students that are working independently to work together, and again, using that SCL strategy of allowing them to learn from one another.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you mentioned you do the literary circles with generally the middle or upper level performing students, and I was just wondering, you know, have you ever done them with the lower level students, or what do you think you would need to do in order to help those lower level students perform the literary circles?
So right now, our lower level students are simply working on reading, doing mm-hmm. trick words, and sounding out words, sight words, so they're just not ready for literary circles. I know the teacher who works with the lower level students does a different form of a literary circle where mm-hmm. they each take a word, take a trick word, and sound it out and kind of teach the meaning of the trick word to the other kids. So you can definitely modify and differentiate the literary circles for all of the students. It just looks very different based on their level.
Right. So the goal is to get, you know, the lower students to get up to that higher level literary circle where they can exactly. do things more on their own.
Exactly. So to get there, they really need more time with just reading and mm-hmm. simple, again, factual comprehension questions to kind of get to that inferencing and connection and vocabulary.
Awesome, that's great. So what advice would you give future teachers who want to learn more about student-centered learning and literary circles?
My advice would be to take your time teaching into the strategies. The students will not be able to jump right in. Exactly like we were just saying, with the lower level students, they really need to master the foundational skills of reading before they're able to get to that point. The higher level kids, even if they've mastered the foundational reading skills, they need to learn how to correctly execute the literary circles for them to be successful. So they need a lot of guidance and time to get accustomed to working this way and to working independently. In second grade, it's a big jump from first. They are used to kind of more teacher-directed, but mm-hmm. in second grade, it's a lot more independent work. So I had to be really patient, and I have that high kids now doing literary circles, but it's April, and it took them a while to kind of get comfortable. I think in about February, they were able to completely do their jobs independently, and I was able to kind of allow them to just go for it and jump right into the SCL strategies. Another good piece of advice I actually received, and it really worked, introducing one role every few weeks. So in September, it was just the vocabulary person, and then in October, it was also the connector. And introducing a different job allowed the students to really get comfortable with each role, and I made sure that they understood each one before I was able to really assign them that job independently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Even for teachers, I feel like student-centered learning takes some time to get used to and the extra planning you have to do. So that's great to hear. Last question. Do you have any resources, books, websites, or even other teachers that have helped you along your way?
Absolutely. My most helpful resource is teacherpayteacher.com. It is honestly one of the best websites out there for teachers to connect and share ideas. You are able to pay for work that teachers have done in other states that have really worked, and I have worked with one of the teachers on Teacher Pay Teacher with Literary Circles, and we were able to share ideas, and it was really helpful to talk with her because our population was very similar as well, so she was able to connect with me through Teacher Pay Teacher, and I was able to get awesome resources and excellent, even new books for the kids too. So that's an awesome resource for new teachers.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nicole. Thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you. This was so fun.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you again for listening to the Student Centered Learning Podcast. Let us know what you think about this episode or what you tried in your school by commenting on our Facebook page. You can also subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and please leave a rating so others can find us. You can also follow us on Twitter at @StuCNTRPodcast. And remember, students learn deeply when they are at the center.